وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أبا القيامة، حفظك الله تعالى. The correct act and the correct behavior and the correct method for the children to fast is according to their ability, to their health, to their environment, to their situation. Don't apply one qaida for all children. For example, you know that hadith Mu'adh ibn Abdullah, كنا نصوم أبناءنا حتى إذا جاعوا أعطيناهم اللعبة من العهن يعني يتصبرون بها. I think all of you know that hadith Mu'adh رضي الله تعالى ورحمه الله تعالى that the Prophet صلى الله that he said in the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم we used to make our children fast, and if they go hungry, we give them the toy from woo. So they go disturbed with it and busy with it until the time of the opening fasting come. So they said, look, this was so children until they go disturbed by the toys. Look how they teach them. Naam, ya akhi, correct. But the children of that time, different than the children in your time, akhi. The children in your time, they drink milk from powder. Those people, they drink milk of camel, my brother. It's totally different. You understand? You need to understand exactly how we apply the statements and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions and their statements probably. You need to understand the reality. We have children today, if you make them fast one day, yani maybe he's nearly to die. Same thing, he can fast one day, the other day he fast, halas he go inside fever and vomiting situation till the end. This happened many times for a lot of children. You understand? And have those children, mashallah, sorry, they can't fast easy. So, the conclusion, akhi, barakallah fiqh, the situation will go according to the ability of your child. 6 years old, 5 years old, 7 years old, according to his ability. When you see him, he's able to fast, barakallah fiqh. And when you see him, he's unable and tired, and you see him peel, and you force him to fast, اتقِ الله يا أخي ما جعل لكم في الدين من حرج. If this situation was for an adult, you are gonna allow him to open his fast. What about for a child? You understand? So my brother and sister, please don't be narrow-minded in understanding the statements of the Salaf and the Ahadith of the companions and the statements of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Open it, open your mind, and understand it properly. Barakallahu fiikum. I wish you get my point, my dear brother Abu Qiyamah. حفظك الله.